are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. Thanks for making us your first listen, and we're available anywhere you get podcasts for free. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully, as you can tell here on the lower third if you're watching us on YouTube. By the way, this episode is brought to you in part by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. On this show, which is being dropped on the 13th day of October 2021, we're going to be reviewing the games that took place on Tuesday, including the Braves upsetting the team that I thought was going to win the World Series, and the Astros marching on, and quite frankly, could be the end of a all-time great manager. Not one I'm a huge fan of, but one who, well, had a decent encore, but I have a feeling it's the end. Now, this show is available, as I said, wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter, Locked On MLB Pods. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And if you happen to be the owner of a smart device, be sure to tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows, including Locked On Now, Locked On Fantasy Baseball, Locked On Braves, Locked On Dodgers, Locked On Giants, Locked On Red Sox, Locked On Astros. They're all there. All your teams are there. It is your team every day. All right. Now, full disclosure, I'm recording this. The Giants-Dodgers game has just started, so I don't know what's going to happen there. There's a tremendous amount of interest right now as that feels like the World Series because of the matchups that currently exist. Now, let's go to the first one right now. The Chicago White Sox forced a game four, and we have a trio of games that happened today. And I'm going to actually answer a tweet that I got. Where the heck is this here? I got from Kyle King, who is a supporter of the show and follows us. He's at Kermit Kyle on the Twitter. I'm so old, I call it the Twitter. It said, "Hey, Sully Baseball, just curious, would you have preferred your four playoff games yesterday, only two games today, or 2 days in a row of three games like we got?" That's a great point, because I love the idea of a four-game day. But because of the rainout yesterday in Chicago, there was only three, but we have three today. And so, you know, it's kind of cool. We have two straight days where we have the multiple games like that. And, you know, this is the last time you're going to have three games in one day because you just have the championship series from now on. So I kind of like how it turned out. All things considered, it turned out pretty well. The first series, let's talk about, there's not a whole lot to talk about in the finale between Chicago and Houston, the rematch of the 2005 World Series. It's interesting that the Astros, when you look at the score, they just blew the roof off the dump. It was 10-1 was the final. The White Sox had the early lead, and Rodon looked like he was working out of trouble in the third. And La Russa let Rodon go for one more batter, and it turned into a two-run single by Correa, and the Astros just opened the floodgates after that. It's interesting to think that there's a pivotal moment in the game that finished 10-1. But if the White Sox get out of that, still with the lead going into the third, I think that the game may have unfolded a little differently. I don't blame Tony La Russa for trying to squeeze one more out of Carlos Rodon. There's maybe a point where you're saying, look it, we can't have every single game be one where our bullpen throws six innings. You know, we have to squeeze something out of them. And of course, Tony La Russa is the manager who set up the hierarchy of a bullpen. You can't sort of look at Tony La Russa as an old school, make him go nine innings every time, because when he was the manager of the Oakland A's, he was the one who set up the idea of the closer pitching one inning. He would have Eckersley pitch one inning. the ninth. Honeycutt would pitch the eighth. Nelson would pitch the seventh. He was the one who shortened starting pitchers. Like Storm Davis would average, what, five innings a start, and he wound up winning 19 games, which at the time everyone thought was the mark of an ace. And no, he pitched five innings, and so he just always knew you can hand it to a Todd Burns, hand to a Greg Cattery, Eric Plunk, and then by the end it would be Rick Honeycutt and Dennis Eckersley going one inning each. And at the time, he was considered to be the brainiac, the smartest person in the room that everybody hated. And so now he's looked as old school, but he probably was trying to squeeze one more inning out of him. I don't blame him. I don't. It didn't work. If it worked, he would have looked smart. It didn't work. And the White Sox, who had a wonderful season. They really did. They had a real, I mean, they had their ups and downs. They're the best team of a lousy division. And they were helped by the fact that the Twins, who won the division the year before, were a 100-win team just a couple of seasons ago, were really bad this year. And that Cleveland, who had fantastic pitching, just couldn't hit. And so they won the division somewhat easily. But the Astros were a terrible matchup for them. They were absolutely like the worst-case scenario matchup for Chicago. And, you know, they have a good, solid core. I think they'll be good next year. I think the window of opportunity is still there. La Russa's in his late 70s, came back for 1 year. You know, managers in their late 70s can make decisions like, I don't want to do this anymore. And whenever there's a potential managerial opening, I always scream for one of Bruce Bochy's lieutenants, Roberto Kelly, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins. Maybe Luis Rojas, the Mets manager, who I don't think is a bad manager. I think he just was given a bad situation, what happened with him. Who knows? It could be Aaron Boone. But either way, I have a feeling there's going to be a new manager in Chicago before all is said and done. And I think that the White Sox window of opportunity is still open and still available. It just so happens that they had the terrible matchup and they got blown out, which leads us to the Houston Astros, who are back in the ALCS as they have been every single year since 2017. And to hear more about that, let's go to H-Town Wheelhouse of Locked On Astros to hear what he had to think about the game.
Hey guys, H-Town Wheelhouse here. And man, did we shut up the doubters and the haters. The boos ring down on Altuve and the Astros as McCullers started out and left weirdly in the fourth inning, not knowing what was going on. He actually ended up leaving for some right forearm discomfort. They will evaluate him back in Houston, but Dusty didn't seem too worried about it. Let's talk about the positives. Jose Altuve went deep. Yuli Gurriel got a couple hits. Michael Brantley chipped in. Alex Bregman chipped in. Carlos Correa was there. And they crushed the White Sox 10-1. And there weren't as many swings and misses, huh? Isn't that weird how that works, Mr. Tapera? Go sit home at the couch, take some popcorn, and watch the champions do their things. This is a big boys game. Now it's Cora versus his old team, the Astros, ALCS. Game 1 and 2 will be in Houston this Friday and Saturday. Check out Locked On Astros. We are your team every day. Subscribe to our YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcast. Go Stros for the H.
Thanks, H-Town. And Red Sox, Astros. Now, every Red Sox and Astros fan has to acknowledge that whichever team gets to the World Series is going to be the bad guy. If you can't handle that, Red Sox fans, and if you can't handle that, Astros fans, you just don't understand where you fit amongst the other 28 fan bases. 28 fan bases hate you. This is the Yankee fan nightmare coming through. Now, I think it's going to be a great series because both teams are flawed, because both teams can hit, because both teams have some pitchers that might be really good or might not be. My early prediction, my first gut instinct, is I think the Astros are going to win. I think the Red Sox got super hot. I think they stunned the Tampa Bay Rays. I think the Astros offense is going to clobber the Red Sox pitching. I don't think it's going to be a sweep. I don't think it's going to go seven games. I think the Astros are going to win this in five. I think they're going to win in Fenway. This is not me trying to reverse curse them or anything like that. It's just me familiar with both teams. But again, I thought the Rays were going to sweep the Red Sox. So what the heck? Heck, I thought the Red Sox were going to lose the wild card game to the Yankees. But we'll talk about this a little bit later. But I can't help but wonder what Blue Jay fans are thinking about this when they saw the Red Sox upset the Rays. And they're thinking, if they had won two more games in the regular season, they would have been a wild card team, probably would have defeated either New York or Boston, and could they have upset the Rays the way the Red Sox did? That's the topic of another conversation. If you want to have all sorts of great conversations about sports, let me tell you about Green Room. This episode is brought to you by Green Room, which is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download. And once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, insiders in real time about your favorite sport or team. It's a perfect place to join a conversation about the league. You could find fans just like you for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to the big news or rumors. You can find Locked On hosts from NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. I've been on a bunch of them. I've hosted a few of them. So what you should do is you should download the Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link to Twitter to join the MLB group for the latest league updates. There are a lot of great rooms. I jump on all the time. I'm going to host a couple of probably around the ALCS or World Series. Download the Green Room app today. Green Room is changing the way that we talk about sports. Okay. Full disclosure, at this point, the Giants and Dodgers are still going on as I'm recording this. LA is a pretty commanding 5-1 lead as we're recording this. Okay, let's go on to the other one, which is the thriller in Atlanta, which was, again, it was a back-and-forth game. Rowdy Tellez homered again. He provided most of the offense for Milwaukee in this series. The Brewers managed to score a couple runs, not on home runs by Rowdy Tellez, and the Braves were able to score on home runs, not by Jock Peterson. But alas, it was Freddie Freeman, big star, stepped up. And in the end, it was the – let me go into my MLB app right now. But the Brewers won, lost the game 5-4 in Atlanta. And he hit it off of Josh Hader in the eighth inning. And there was, you know, it was quite a game. It was quite a wild game. And to see the Milwaukee Brewers, win that game, Morton started on short rest. You had the Narvaez and Kane got singles. Rosario got a 2-run single to tie the game. It went back and forth and back and forth, and ultimately it was Freeman's home run and Josh and Will Smith, not that Will Smith, no, not that Will Smith, closing the game out for the Atlanta Braves. So there goes my pick to win the World Series, Milwaukee. I've been thinking they were great all year long, and the bats just went dead at the wrong time. It's just that simple. They got pretty decent pitching. You know, their pitching was solid in this series, but Atlanta won the games. Imagine going back in time to the end of July when the Braves were sub-500, lost Ronald Acuna Jr. for the season, weren't getting the performances they thought from their pitching that they wanted, and they bought at the trade deadline. And imagine coming up saying, this team's going to the League Championship Series. Either the Dodgers or the Giants are going to miss the League Championship Series with 107, 106 wins. But the Braves were sub-500 at the trade deadline and finished with fewer than 90 wins are going to the League Championship Series. Now, it makes it for a very interesting setup for the what's going to happen in the National Championship Series for whichever California team plays there. But let's hear it for the Braves. Not to get all Footloose soundtrack on you, but let's hear it for the Braves. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They didn't give up. They didn't do a total fire sale. Or, you know, what as I said before, what I thought they should have done was they should not have sold everyone off, but anyone they weren't thinking about tendering contract to, fill up their farm system. Little did I know that they were going to go in and bring in Peterson, who wound up being, you know, one of their offensive heroes in the postseason. They were going to bring in Soler, who did a solid job. They were going to bring in, you know, they were going to solidify their pitching staff. And then all of a sudden, if you have Fried and Morton and Ian Anderson going 1-2-3, that's not terrible. That's not terrible. And I got to tell you, someone else I got to give a tremendous amount of credit to and also apologize to, and that's Brian Snitker. When the Braves brought in Brian Snitker, he's a weird sounding name, so I made fun of his name, but I was like, who is this guy? This guy's a nobody. You know, this guy's a bunch of nothing. And as it turned out, he has done a wonderful job as manager of the Atlanta Braves. When you take a look at what he has done since taking over as the manager of the Braves in the 2016 season, and he was brought in that 2016 season where it was Freddie Gonzalez, Bobby Cox's, I guess it was his successor, and it was relatively early in the season. Snitker got the job, and I made fun of him. And the Braves didn't do much in 2016. They had a losing record in 2017. Said, who is this career minor leaguer managing the team? And since then, 90 wins, first place in 2018. 97 wins and first place in 2019. Remember, they were in first place. The Nationals went on to win the World Series of the wild card team, but the Braves won the division. And that was the series, that weird series with St. Louis, which went five in the division series. And they let up, what was it, like 10 runs in the first inning. It was a train wreck. Last year, obviously the truncated season, they were up 3-1 in the National Championship Series. They blew the 3-1 lead, but, you know, they got to the National Championship Series. And then this year, only 88 wins, but a trip to the NLCS. Those are good results. Those are four straight division titles and a couple of trips to the NLCS in back-to-back years. So, you know, Brian Snitker, yeah, my bad. I was wrong about you. I was wrong about the Braves bringing him aboard. I was wrong about sort of giggling. Why are they handing the car keys over to this guy? He's done a fantastic job and seems to be that, you know, career life for minor leaguer, kind of like Skip and Bull Durham. And lo and behold, here we have the Braves in a year where everything was pointed to them not punting. And maybe this could be a lesson for teams in the future, for teams that are disappointing, because the Braves were supposed to be the runaway team of the National League East, and they weren't because of injuries. But maybe this could be a lesson for teams who are disappointing teams going into the trade deadline. Teams that have a lot of talent that were underachieving. Do you know what? Spackle in some of the holes. The trades that the Braves made weren't the great blockbuster deals. They were just there to fill in holes. And suddenly the holes filled. And keep in mind, let's go back to baseballreference.com, the single greatest website in the history of the planet Earth. And lo and behold, the Braves, let's take a look here at the 2021 Braves results. That at the trade deadline, they were a sub-500 team, and they were, what was the record? I can't quite find it here. They were 52-54, two games under 500. And they lost the first game in August. And after losing that, which brought them to three games under 500, there were three games under 500 in August with 2 months to go. And after that, the Atlanta Braves went 36-18. that's a 667 winning percentage, meaning they won two out of every three games the rest of the way. And Cruz leapfrogged the Mets, leapfrogged the Philadelphia Phillies, and here we are. Here we are. So Snitker, hat tipped. Look what you're doing. Look what you've done. Brewers, this is rough because a team like the Milwaukee Brewers does not have the biggest window of opportunity open for them. And this was a team that got to the League Championship Series in 2018, lost the wild card game in 2019, lost wild card playoff in 2020, the truncated season. So they've been in the postseason the last few years. Everything seemed to be lined up with this. The Adames trade worked out for them. Even though they were getting lousy at bats from Jackie Bradley Jr., the defense was great. The pitching staff was great. And somehow, some way, some McCoy, Brewers couldn't get past Atlanta. This is going to be rough. This is going to be rough because if this team doesn't win at all at one point, they're going to look at this as a wasted opportunity. And what are they going to get? What's their reward going to be? They want to win a World Series title. Maybe they should just settle for a Built Bar, which are the best tasting protein bars out there. So many delicious flavors. There's something for everybody. Coconut, cherry barcia, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate, and my favorite, which is raspberry. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, get a mix box. We get two of each of the nine flavors. They're not just great tasting, they're healthy for you too. You can get 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams net carbs. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry, whatever you want. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which I think is pretty cool. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 at built.com for those Built Bars. Of course, Giants Dodgers is going to go the distance. It's a shame it can't go the distance in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series, but here we are. And so we're going to see, not on Wednesday, but on Thursday, the showdown that we've been pretty much waiting for all year, which is Giants versus Dodger, winner moves on. And look, there's not much to break down about the game that took place on Tuesday. And, you know, I think we're going to get Webb going for San Francisco. I'm not sure who's going to be going for LA. Probably Julio Urias. Should be a great game. Anyway, here's the thing that makes it even more interesting. What the events that happened earlier today really opened up a bunch of things. The Braves caught a Brewers team napping. They're an 88-win team. They're a good team. They're not a bad club. And we all saw what they did after August. They played at an unbelievable level. Only two teams played better than the Braves down the stretch, the Giants and the Dodgers. The Rays were the most complete team in the American League, the lone 100-game winner, the team that looked like it was completely set to win the pennant. They've been knocked out. Houston, Boston, both recent champions, but both very flawed teams, good teams. The Astros are a good team. The Red Sox are a good team. They both can get hot at the right time. But you're not really scared. They're not like the incredible depth. It's not like things are firing on all cylinders. Both are beatable. And so if the Giants or the Dodgers can defeat Atlanta, then they will go on to the World Series against a very flawed team. Essentially, whoever wins day after tomorrow is going to see a lane to the World Series that is not devoid of obstacles, but without the two biggest challengers to what they were going to do. The Brewers were going to be the biggest road bump for LA and San Francisco, and now they're gone. Same with Tampa Bay. You have three teams, albeit three teams with some talent and obviously had a good year, but three teams that are flawed that they could pick apart. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. I'm just saying the road to the World Series got a lot easier for a team in California. And so basically what we're going to be seeing coming up there, and it's going to be Webb versus Urias, so unless they decide to do something crazy, all hands will be on deck. I have no doubt that Scherzer is going to come out and pitch out of the bullpen. Same with Gausman. they're going to be pulling every string, both teams, because they know whichever team is still standing has a path to the World Series that is not devoid of obstacles, but the hard ones are gone. That's what's lining up. That's what we have to build. And I could spend a whole episode hyping it up, but that's basically what we got. Winner of this is going to be the overwhelming favorite to win the World Series. So there's going to be no game tomorrow. There's no game the next day. And so just a little programming note, this episode is being dropped on Wednesday morning. There's going to be no episode on Thursday. Your pal Sully needs a day off of work stuff and other stuff. And the NLCS and the ALCS are going to be really overwhelming. We're going to put in a lot of stuff here on YouTube, a lot of stuff in your earbuds. And so I am going to take one day off. That's tomorrow, because I've already given you the preview. I mean, we can break it down and everything like that, but it boils down to this. Two teams that won over 100 games are going to play each other. The winner of that will go on to the NLCS where they play a team they couldn't win 90. And if they win that, they'll play a nice but very flawed team to try to win the title. I think you know what's at stake here. So I needed a whole episode for that. And so that's why I'm going to, I'm going to take one day off, and there's going to be stuff that's going on all throughout the weekend as well. So anyway, I want to thank you all for making us your first listen. You can follow us at Locked On MLB Pod, same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm on Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Seeing everything locked up except the top spot. This has been Locked On MLB for the 13th day of October 2021. Enjoy the day off, folks, because we got some baseball coming up. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.